So I'm at the ATM at my local banking institution. And this, you know, this is how I gamble. You know how some people gamble and have a gamble addiction? Well, I don't have an addiction, but I don't like to lose money necessarily. So this is my way of gambling. I go to the ATM, I try to withdraw some cash, and it's like spinning the wheel of hope. Is there gonna be enough money for me to pull out? So let's see. Let's do enter. Now let's see. I'm gambling, folks. I'm gonna withdraw. There we go. Here we go. Let's put in a number. Let's continue. Now let's see if it's gonna let me get some money here. Spinning the wheel. Okay. Here we go. It's thinking. It says take your card back. Is it gonna give me some money? Let's see. Jackpot! Jackpot. I got money. Alright, I don't need no receipt. But folks, that's how Ken Lotney gambles on Mornings with Ken. Thank you. You got your cup of coffee? Do you have your virtual donut? Well, why don't you pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, and stay a while? I'm really glad you're here. Hey, I hope you were able to get some money out of your ATM if you needed it. I roll the dice and I was able to get some money out. Yeah, that was in my life, you never know. Oh, that's too much information I'm sharing with you guys this morning. But, hey, do you know why I had to gamble by going to the ATM and not knowing what was going to happen? Because sometimes you make bad decisions and your priorities aren't right. I'm sure that never happened to you guys, because I'm sure all my listeners out there are independently wealthy and know how to handle money. But hey, guys, I've gone through a bad period, right? You know, I didn't control some expenses, and you know, now I'm paying the price. But, I failed in an area. Is it okay if you admit that you failed? Well, I kind of failed. I failed. Not kind of failed. I failed. And, I didn't control some expenses. So, the ATM was like gambling. And I don't know, have you ever failed in your life? Have you ever failed? And if you did, were you able to admit your failure? Well, you know, I think all of us struggle in admitting our failure. Because we're embarrassed by it. You know, we're embarrassed by letting other people know that we failed. But it's okay, because secretly we all fail in some areas of our lives. It may look different to each and one of us, but we do all fail in different things. And just lately in my life, I had a bad financial situation, and I didn't address it right away. And I thought I was turning a corner, and boom, I let it get away from me because I ignored my priorities. So I failed. And that's kind of what I want to talk about a little bit today. Priorities and failure. You know the old cliche, right? Failing to plan is planning to fail. And there's some truth in that. And right now, I'm at a point in my life where I'm having to rethink and place value on what's most important. Priorities. And in order to do that, first you got to figure out what your foundation is. You can't just have priorities based on no foundation. You know, it's like literally building a house just on top of the ground, on top of the soil, and you know, putting up some walls, and maybe you got lucky and you're able to put up your four walls, but they're not anchored down into the ground. You know, you didn't drive the poles down into the ground. You didn't secure the foundation. So if you're going to have priorities, first you got to find out, what are you building your foundation on? What are you building your priorities on? Well, in my case, it is my faith in Christ and the Bible. And I had to reevaluate some things in my life. Priorities. Sometimes you're so busy trying to do things and do life that you're not paying attention to priorities that are most important. And I'm a work in progress. You know, I'm hard-headed, so it takes me a while to learn. But I'm having to reevaluate, what is the most important thing? Well, in my faith in Jesus Christ and to glorify God the Father through the help of the Holy Spirit is following His leadership, His guidance, His guiding hand, so I can please the Father. Only by grace and mercy. And by pleasing, what I really should say is putting His kingdom first, His will, His desires for me to do on this earth first. And then my wife and family, others, and so on. But the Bible is full of principles to live by. And if you ignore those principles, then your priorities are going to get out of whack. If you ignore, let's just simplify this. If you ignore your bank app on your phone, now I didn't do that, but I'm just saying some of other people might have done that. No, but if you ignore your finances or you don't plan well, that's a reflection of not following the principles that are laid out in the scripture. And, you know, sometimes we fail. We fail. And, lately I've kind of failed at that. And, but it's okay. It's okay because scripture in the Bible tells us that, you know, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short. That means we haven't measured up to God's standard. And we can't. We fall short. We sin. His standard is perfection. We can never reach perfection. We're unable to reach perfection. If we think we did reach perfection, then we failed because we let pride in. And Lord knows I'll never reach perfection. And really all I want to reach is just the grace and love and mercy of Jesus Christ and having the Holy Spirit work in my life to fulfill his wishes here on earth. His following his commands, I should say. And the Holy Spirit's leading and guidance. So it's okay to fail. But as long as you have, see, failure in Christ, as long as it pushes you towards Christ and you're growing out of it, that's being just purified. Sometimes God has to take you aside and spank you in the butt a little bit, you know? Like, come on, Kenny, I love you. I love you, son. You're a child of mine. And I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to convict you of an area of your life, not to bring condemnation, but to kind of convict you and spur you on in your spiritual walk. See, the Holy Spirit does not bring condemnation, but conviction to lead you in the footsteps of Christ. So I am so thankful today for the working of the Holy Spirit and Christ dying for for Kenny's sins, my sins, and having grace, love, and mercy on me, and draw me to the Father, because we all sin and fall short. I'll be right back. I love what the Westminster Catechism says. The Westminster Catechism. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And let me read that again. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And that's my prayer, that when all is said and done and my life comes to a joyous end, that I glorified God, and by his grace, love, and mercy, I get to enjoy him forever. But what are, while here on earth, what are some ways that we can glorify God? Of course, one is through worship. Worship, and there's nothing better than worshiping with your brothers and sisters in Christ in church. Number two is, not in any particular order, but prayer. Prayer, just that fellowship with God through prayer. And honesty with Ken. I don't do enough prayer. I will admit that. And, and also to glorify God in my thoughts, in my spirit, in my words and actions, in all that I do, that I would glorify God. And sometimes that's hard to do because pride wants to get in the way. Pride, the original sin. Pride always leads to a fall. It's so true. I desire to glorify God on this earth in all my actions, with every fiber of my being, to glorify God. But because we live in a fallen world, we can't do it perfectly because of sin and the need for forgiveness. Praise God for sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to become a substitution sacrifice for us. I when I think about the gloriness of God and the greatness of God, I literally want to crawl at his feet because he is so kind and merciful. And just to see his face one day, knowing that Christ, my Savior, will be there and welcome me in. So undeservedly, I don't deserve to be there. None of us do. But my desire, once again, in this life, is to live a life honoring God the Father, fulfilling his desires, his kingdom, for what he has me to do. And it's going to take a change in priorities to honor God in my finances and my care for my wife and children, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my neighbor, and everybody I come in contact with. That's the charge that Jesus gave us. Jesus talked about loving our neighbor as ourself. You know why he says that? Because generally speaking, we don't have trouble loving ourselves. We take care of ourselves. We put our fat bellies, we make sure they're full. sometimes we exercise and stay healthy, and we're very proud of our bodies, and God does like us to not be gluttonous and to take care of ourselves. The body is the holy temple. But often the things of the world blind us to the work that we were meant to do for the kingdom. For the kingdom. We can bring about social justice. We could bring about feeding the poor, and those are some things that we can work on that are valuable. But we could have every belly filled in this world. No starvation. Utopia on earth, if you will. But if we're leading them straight to hell, It doesn't matter. We can have the finest houses and cars. Often in past shows, you've heard me be critical of the name it, claim it, prosperity gospel. And why I'm so hard on them is because their eyes are on this world, on the gold and silver of this world, on the beautiful cars that they drive and collect, on the gold that they're hiding in their mansions, in their closets, and the tax account, the bank accounts they have overseas. Their eyes are in the wrong place. They're worried about the things of this world. Their hearts are captured by the sparkly, shiny things of this world that are all gonna burn and become stubble and rust, and it's all gonna decay. But yet they're still collecting that. They're no better than the unsaved wealthy of this world trying to stuff away more money and more money, building barns and filling those barns. And as the scripture talks about in the Bible, where Jesus tells the story of a rich man who was he had so much goods that he would store, had to build bigger barns because his barns were getting full. You know, instead of just being generous and providing for others, his soul would be required that night, and all that stuff would be wasted. So my prayer for you, and especially me, is to keep my eyes on my Father's glorious face and doing His will and honoring Him in everything I say and do. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you. I appreciate you guys stopping by. You'll never know what you guys mean to me. When you tell me that you listen to the show or you like the show, I really appreciate it. But most of all, I appreciate your prayers. And I love you guys. You guys have an awesome Monday. Trouble.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.